My name is Rodney Roundtree, and I'm going to read to you a short story that's part of a collection of bedtime stories I wrote called The Giant Purple Butterfly and Other Bedtime Stories for Little Princesses. The first story I'm going to read to you is called The Giant Purple Butterfly. Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful giant purple butterfly. He had pink antlers and white feet. He loved to fly through woods and lived in a beautiful garden filled with flowers of every color. Of course, the flowers were giant too. Some were red, some blue and yellow and white, all the colors of a rainbow. One day, the giant purple butterfly learned that there was a sick little girl who lived far away. It made him sad to think about the poor little girl. So he decided to go and see her to see if he could make her feel better. So the giant purple butterfly flew out of the garden with the giant flowers. He flew a long, long way, over mountains and a big ocean. He flew halfway around the world until he came to a faraway land. Still, he had to fly over more mountains and rivers and lakes. Then he came to a small cabin on the side of a small hill where the little girl lived. When the sick little girl saw the beautiful giant purple butterfly, her eyes grew large and she smiled for the first time in many days. She had never seen such a beautiful butterfly in her life. She and the giant purple butterfly became good friends right away, and the giant purple butterfly took care of her every day. He fed her warm honey soup and tucked her into bed each night. Soon the little girl began to get better, and a giant purple butterfly would take her for rides flying way up in the sky. They would fly over the rolling hills around the cabin, and sometimes stop for a picnic in the lush green meadows. At last the little girl was all better, and it was time for the giant purple butterfly to go back to his home in the garden of giant flowers far away. They were sad to leave each other, but they were both glad to have become such good friends. So the giant purple butterfly and the little girl said goodbye and hugged, and the giant purple butterfly took off and flew all the way back home to his garden of giant flowers, and both he and the little girl lived happily ever after. The end.